first talk a little bit about how to listen to poetry. And it was a really interesting question to think about. And I think that there's many different ways to listen to it, maybe as there are people. And I don't think there's a right way or a wrong way to listen to it. I think some people are maybe more visually oriented. And so, you know, you might be focusing when you hear the poems on the images in the poetry. Or maybe you're more of a narrative story kind of person, so you're listening for the story in the poem. Although I have to tell you, not all poems have story, but most of mine have some. Or you might be sort of more musically, orally oriented, so that you're listening for the rhythm of the words in the poem. And there are probably half a dozen other ways you could listen. So I think you should listen in whatever way feels best to you, and don't expect to get everything on the first try. I know when I teach poetry and I talk about how to read it, I always use the analogy of reading poetry the way you would listen to music. That is, if you hear a song for the first time, you don't get everything on the first try. You have to listen to it a few times. I know sometimes a song that turns out to be one of my favorites, the first time I hear it, I may not even like it much. But maybe there's one phrase in it or refrain that's kind of catchy, and I go, and I listen to it again. And each time I listen to it, I sort of get more out of it and end up really liking it. So I think that's one really useful way to sort of think about hearing poetry or reading poetry on the page.